on the phone this morning is Christian Takushi. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Arun.
The world is in in trouble. It's not just over coronavirus. Tell us, now you're an economist. You understand the things of economy and where it's going. And I guess it's not good news this morning.
No, it is not. It is not, because much of the world economy is in a recession, in a contraction mode, and it is actually very worrisome the way governments are reacting to this. They have now, in the last month, began to print money to finance government debt deficits. Government deficits are being expanded and paid for with printed money.
Printed money, meaning it's this is fiat money they just create out of nothing, and it's not based on gold or anything, so it's just money being made. And what does that do to the economy?
Well, that in the short term is kind of a cure for all things. People are happy they're getting a paycheck. People are happy that companies are being rescued, airlines are being rescued, but we have to be honest. In the medium to long term, this is going to lead to probably the biggest crisis the West has seen since World War II. It's going to lead probably to the implosion of the current system that we have, the current monetary system.
Implosion. In other words, you're saying this is the end.
Let's put it this way, the current monetary system that we have will need to be replaced, and rather sooner than later.
Replaced with what?
Let's hope with a better system. Some central banks are discussing the introduction of a currency that is partly backed by gold or something of some value, constant value, to bring stability to the system. Central banks have printed way too much money. In the short term, everybody's looking away. It seems that everybody's sitting in the same boat. But after this, you know, state of crisis is over, we will start to see the consequences of this. The economy will become more fragile, and it could tip easily into deflation or inflation.
Oh, one or the other?
One or the other, yes.
How can you tell which way it's going to go? Any indicators?
It is very difficult. It depends on the country and the situation and what other external shocks can be activated. People that think that printing money leads just to inflation need to dig a little bit deeper into macroeconomic theory and history, that the accelerated printing of money can lead to destabilizing forces that are deflationary. So the acceleration of this money printing is what is worrisome here, and especially that is used to finance directly the government deficits. This is something that, it's happening before our eyes. No one seems to be crying foul. The media is looking away. Everybody's looking away. Let's say almost everybody. There is one single voice of reason that has come up in the last couple of weeks. This is the German Constitutional Court that has decried this as an overreach and as something of concern. Yeah. And the German Constitutional Court in Karlsruhe may still speak against this in the coming weeks.
Well, how does this compare with what happened in 2008?
It's a very good question, Ron. It is actually similar to what happened in 2008, but the scale of what is being done at the moment surpasses anything we have seen in the last 100 or 200 years of economic history.
Oh, that long?
Yes.
They're talking about going back to the Great Depression of the 30s, but...
No. What we could face could be worse than the Depression of the 1930s.
I hope you're not just crying wolf.
Well, it's my job. And I am an independent macroeconomist. I'm very responsible with what I say, and I'm not political, I'm not partisan, I don't work for any government, and so I only have the public interest in my mind.
Yeah. So you've looked at this and you've analyzed it, and you're saying this is the big one.
This is the big one. It could lead actually to, if governments are responsible, they will do a preemptive move. I hope that the United States, in coordination with other governments, will soon actually announce a new monetary reform or a currency reform in order to avoid a debt default. I mean, governments are creating so much debt, there is no way they will pay it back. And we're talking about governments that were already highly over-indebted before this crisis began. So the truth is, much of this debt that they're issuing will not be fully paid back, at least not in normal money. So I hope that before we hit a debt crisis or a global economic implosion, that we will have the introduction of a new currency, let's say a gold-backed currency. There are other ideas out there of an artificial digital currency also backed by gold. There are possibilities of just introducing a dollar that is, or just adding dollar gold back into the current U.S. dollar. But I hope that something will be done soon rather than later.
Well, you mentioned the dollar, and this has sort of been the quasi currency for the planet. It's a, how would you say that? The dollar has been the kind of the standard, but there's always been, for the last several years, this idea of a basket of currencies involving some European, even Chinese, Japanese, whatever, into a global kind of a currency. How would this affect those plans?
Those plans are advancing, Ron, and there are a few, let's say 3-4 competing plans out there. Things are being complicated because of the geopolitical tensions between those groups, and basically no country trusts the others at the moment. There's no major geopolitical power at the moment trusting anybody else. It's everyone for himself. Now, given the degree of the current crisis with Corona and the debt crisis that we're building here, I think some governments are beginning to work with other governments, but what we have is the formation of groups and alliances that are really no alliances, really true alliances. The concern is also here that when you look at the situation of the Middle East and the Far East, that this could lead to war as well. The sad thing is that the way things are developing, many nations now have an intrinsic interest to let war happen somewhere in order to deflect. That is the kind of thing that we could have if this is unaddressed.
This is frightening to think about, and I don't even want to think about it. It's just so easy to put your head in the sand and let it happen. But, you know, I was talking to somebody at the weekend, and, you know, there's this thinking that coronavirus had everything to do with creating the crisis. And talking to somebody this weekend, it said that the coronavirus was just the camouflage for what was already happening. What do you think on that?
Well, you know, as you know, I do not use conspiracy theories. I try to use just, you know, academic reasoning and analysis and common sense. And, but I have to say, we don't need any conspiracy theory for something like that to happen these days. I don't think that someone is doing something evil here. We don't even need to go that far. That is happening without any Illuminati or any evil people, any evil bankers scheming something in the background. What we are seeing is simply, I will say it this way as a macroeconomist, what we're seeing is simply, most likely, the convergence of 10 to 12 major global crises that we have not addressed over the past 20, 30, 45 years. We have not addressed them. And we cannot just point fingers on politicians. We as a society, democracies have failed, and it's a systemic failure. We have massive trends that are converging. They are happening in the area of debt, in the area of monetary policy, in demographics, pension systems, infrastructure, the climate, you name it. We have quite a number. We have multiple forces, macroeconomic, demographic, geopolitical, military forces converging over the world. And so it's actually almost a little bit irresponsible to see that and say, well, somebody, some evil people are doing this to us. I think we're all part of this somehow.
I'm thinking back to, was it Bretton Woods, where they took the U.S. took the dollar off the gold standard, and it just seems like the idea of fiat money has been around and sort of, it's apparently stabilized, but it seems that currencies really are in trouble.
They are in trouble. And Ron, you know, the interesting thing is all central banks are doing this massive printing at the same time. That's why the currencies look kind of stable. That's why the pound to the dollar, the Swiss franc to the dollar, the euro to the Swiss franc are more or less stable, right?
All equally sick.
Around 1.2, 1.1. They're not going from 1.2 to 5.5. It all looks stable because they're all printing more or less at the same pace, but they're printing at an accelerated pace. None of the central banks are audited. They have to do this to overcome this crisis, but we're flooding the system with money. We are generating millionaires. We're generating millionaires and billionaires almost by the day. But there is something worrisome about it. Everybody's looking the other way because everybody wants to get a paycheck. And this is good. This is okay, and it's probably needed now. But we all probably should sit down, come to the table, and try to address the issues that the world is facing.
Well, what can be done? What do you think? What can be done? What ought to be done?
Well, there are several possibilities to this and alternatives to this. One of them could be to start telling people the truth. Much of the debt that our pensions, banks, and insurances are holding won't be paid back. The G7 states are some of the most indebted countries in the world. Some emerging developing economies are much healthier financially than the developed economies of the West. To speak the truth is the beginning. Just speaking the truth. And you will see, as soon as our governments and politicians and banks and media start speaking the truth without raising panic, without trying to put down a government or a party, just speak the truth. I think that people will start coming together with ideas and solutions. What we have is just either putting the head in the sand or trying to create fear or panic. We have extremes at the moment. Mm-hmm. And what we just need is speaking out the truth.
Well, Christian, we're out of time here this morning. How can people contact you for further information?
Actually, they can go to our website. It is geopoliticalresearch.com.
Geopoliticalresearch.com. Okay. Well, Christian Takushi in Zurich, thank you. It's always a pleasure. It's always kind of terrifying to talk to you, but I guess it's important. Thank you so much. God bless. Good day. You're listening to Lifestyle 74 News.